Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's political crisis deepens. The Speaker of the lower house of Congress invalidated a vote last month that launched the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. Interim Speaker Valdir Maranhão said a new vote should be taken on whether to impeach the 68-year-old leader. It was not clear why he annulled the first vote. The action comes as the Brazilian Senate continues to prepare to vote this week on whether to suspend Ms. Rousseff from office while an impeachment trial is held. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the United States. Mexico's federal court authority announced the approval of the extradition request Monday, but the final decision lies with the foreign ministry. Guzman's lawyers can appeal the decision. The United Nations Refugee Agency is calling on Kenya to reconsider its plan to close the country's two main refugee camps. The UNHCR says the move would have devastating consequences for hundreds of thousands of people. Kenya announced Friday that it would close the Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps within the shortest time possible, citing security concerns, particularly from Al-Shabaab, a Somali-backed Islamist group. A tough-talking mayor from the southern Philippines is well ahead in his country's presidential race, according to unofficial vote tallies. The latest returns indicate that Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte's vote count is almost double that of the next highest contender, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas. Duterte has gained support for his profanity-filled speeches, pledging to combat crime and corruption. This is VOA News.